I beat him up all the time. Now I got to call him when it's when news is good. Patrick DeHaan from GasBuddies.com is on the other end of our line. How are you, Patrick?
Good, Tony. How are you?
All right, I'm looking. Michigan average for a gallon of gas is 3.66. And then I saw that the national current average is 3.64. Now, I don't want to tell anybody about this, but if you go to the LansingGasBuddies.com, where I go to get gas, Sam's Club, 3.41. But also Kroger, Speedway, Admiral, all 3.41. And some other entities are selling it for 3.43. And on the high end, why would anyone pay 3.99? I don't get that.
I don't think anyone should pay it.
So what's going on? Why are we seeing this decrease? I know you somewhat expected things to level off a little bit. Why are we here?
Well, you know, things have gone down quite a bit. We had talked about those refining issues. Those had plagued us with high prices for the longest time. Those had worked their way out, so the refining issues were solved. And then oil prices and gasoline futures, not only because of the refining issues went down, but we saw a whole lot of other things. Gasoline supply actually started to increase, and that led to a big drop in regional prices. And that's why here in the Great Lakes, we're seeing prices drop a heck of a lot further than the national average. National average is only down 20 cents in the last month, but we're down about 30 cents. And if you can remember Memorial Day, 419, here we are just 2 weeks after that, and we're down to 356 in Lansing with some prices, all the way down to 341. That's over 75 cents cheaper than where it was, all because of what's going on with crude oil. There's some concerns about European debt. But I suspect, not to throw it out there, that prices are actually so low that any little increase in wholesale cost, stations might jump their price. So be on the lookout for that in the next week.
All right. There were many folks who expected that production would be increased when it came to oil production. But after a pretty hostile meeting of the oil-producing countries, it appears that's not going to happen. How do you see that for the next quarter or two?
Well, you know, OPEC, you know, like you'd mentioned, OPEC came out and said they're not ready to pump more oil. And for, you know, the 2 days after that, oil prices went up quite a bit. But then, and maybe you're aware, maybe you're not aware, but Saudi Arabia came out and said, well, if OPEC's not going to pump more, we will. And so oil prices went down quite a bit. And so it looks like OPEC is less and less credible. We have countries ignoring quotas like they typically do. But for Saudi Arabia to go outside of OPEC and openly say that they'll pump more oil was quite significant to the market. And that's why oil prices today are all the way down to, $93, $94. And so I think that that's going to be the case for some time, is Saudi Arabia is willing to pump more. And that may help keep oil prices under $100.
All right. Now, you think that unless something dramatic happens, the prices are pretty much going to stabilize?
I would say that prices will stabilize. I think this is, unfortunately, an end to the drops in price. In fact, I would say if you can get gas for $3.41, we may see prices go back up because they've fallen more than the wholesale prices have fallen. So if that makes any sense, believe it or not, prices at the retail level have fallen more than wholesale prices. So stations are very close to losing money on gasoline. So we might see prices bounce around, but I think that for June and July, prices will average anywhere between about $3.50 to $3.75 a gallon.
All right. You know, let's put you on the spot here, Patrick. What are we going to see for the rest of the season? I'm planning out my vacation and all this other stuff. Give me the exact penny price that we're going to see gas at, or give us your ballpark if things stay the way they are.
I think June and July we'll see the cheaper gas prices compared to the rest of the summer. Prices would range the rest of June and July anywhere from $3.40 to $3.80 a gallon. And then I think that as we enter August and September, we may see a bit more volatility. All of a sudden, prices may spike. I think for August and September, prices may actually go up just a bit. They may average anywhere from $3.50 to $4, and we may see prices spike over $4 in a very rare situation, but it's certainly possible. So if you're looking at vacation, I think the cheaper gas prices are happening now, and that may last through the end of middle or end of July.
And I know you're pretty pleased with your apps that people can download to find the cheapest gas prices. Give us the details.
You bet. Like we always say, if you like finding gas cheaper near you, there's an app for that. Download the Gas Buddy app for your iPhone, Android, or your BlackBerry or Windows phone. And, you know, that's what we love doing, is saving people money at the pump. So be sure to take part in that and download the free app.
All right, Patrick DeHaan from GasBuddies.com. Patrick, as always, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tony.